This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's right. The drive is live in the building. We're all back rolling together. As we said yesterday, Clint was out on the links for a good call. Or having a good time.
It was rough outing yesterday, was Ron. Yeah, rough outing, man. It was. I tell you, I played Saturday over in Lake Charles, and I hit the ball as good as I've ever hit it before. Mm. It was so good, Ron, that I knew better than to get confident. And yesterday, as I've told many people, my golf game came back down to earth, and it was embarrassing at times. It was embarrassing at times. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
But I had a good time. It was a great time. A lot. I mean, anytime you're rubbing elbows with Warren Moon, Ed Too Tall Jones, Earl Campbell eased on by in his chair. I'm sitting there eating breakfast. He eased on by. Hey, big fella, how you doing? Put the old fist out there, old fist bump on the way by.
There you go. You didn't turn him down?
Look, oh, hell no. I tell you what I did, ran over Jim Crane, though. I was checking out that grill. You know, you walk kind of away from the buffet and you look at the food, kind of see what's out there before you fill your plate up and you don't.
Had on a swivel, Jim.
Hey, man, I turned around to get back to that front line. You know, I saw the end of it. I turned around to get back, quick step, turned around. Crane had to duck me right there.
Damn, man, Crane is always, I give it to him, he's always out amongst the people.
Oh, he's
like,
great.
We was at that Houston Sports Awards. He was just standing in line trying to get wine. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you standing in line like I
am? Man of the people, baby.
Yes.
By the way, he did tell me yesterday he listens, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimbo.
So you boys do a good job. He just said, he said from time to time.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah.
So just for the record, said we did a good job. So I assume he listens.
Top show in the city. I don't know why he wouldn't.
That's right.
Appreciate you, Jimbo. Nobody probably called.
He doesn't look like a Jimbo.
No, he doesn't.
What else is Jim short for?
There's James.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimothy.
He definitely don't look like a Jimmy.
Yeah, it's more of a James.
James. James and Jim. Yeah. Jimmy, when I hear a Jimmy outside of Jimmy Johnson, when I hear a Jimmy, I think of like a mechanic.
Uncle Bunny Jimmy.
Somebody that works with their hands.
I can only think of the old lawn dart. The old
Yellowstone has completely changed my view of the name Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Uncle Bunny Jimmy. Get your Uncle Bunny.
Did he work with his hands? That sounds like somebody that works with his hands.
Hands of leather.
Yeah. That's what when I hear Jimmy's.
I don't think he was an auto mechanic, but he was definitely blue collar. He was definitely a grinder.
Dealing with Jimmy's dumbass.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. Someone decided to type in James Robert Crane. Is that his full name? So he's just
third. Yeah.
So he's Jimmy Bobby Crane the third.
I don't know if he's the third.
James, he looks like a James. That's probably Jimmy Bobby. Pretty solid. I mean, he
Jimbo Bobo.
He about ran into somebody a little heavier than him yesterday that was in a hurry to get back to the front of that buffet line.
Now, you think you would have taken him down to the ground if y'all had connected?
Like, John Singleton was there?
No question.
He's kind of sturdy. You don't think he?
No, he didn't.
He's not staying on his feet.
He was not. When he dodged me, he took his right foot and had to step to his left, so he's kind of cross-legged, and he just ducked under me. And Biggio's walking behind him, and Biggio goes, "Oh, don't run over the boss now."
I said, "Yeah." Way to be looking out there, Craig.
I said, "Yeah." That'd have been a tough way to start your day, wouldn't it, Craig?
Way to be on the lookout, Mr. 3000.
How old is Jim? Jim may be still feeling effects from that step. His hip might be.
He came out on the course later when we talked a little radio right there. By the way, he thinks the Astros are going to be better than people think, just for the record.
Love that. He's 71 years old.
He was still in a good place.
Spring chicken.
I mean, I guess we saw Belichick. So Belichick's 73 and he lifts people.
Bud Norris?
Norris? I remember old Bud.
Oh, the old pitcher, huh?
Yeah. Career loser.
Nice, Ron.
Career loser. He said that. That's not how I'm introduced. That's how he introduced himself.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
First damn. Did you know this? First Astros win in the American League.
Bud Norris.
Yep.
I remember Bud with the Orioles.
Let me tell you what. Bud was pretty solid on the bump. But I'm going to tell you what. His ability on the bump, it's rivaled by his ability on that tee box. Sure. Bud is a scratch golfer. If anybody out there, you run into Bud, I know he's going to be around these parts. He lives in Austin. He doesn't live around these parts anymore. But if you meet him on a golf course, and he strikes me as a real, he's got a real, let me think here. He was on his best behavior yesterday. But he's got a real Pat McAfee.
Really?
Trash talking, side to him. So and so if he tries to hustle you on a golf course around
that's what the whites used to do.
Don't fall for it. I'm gonna tell you, odds are you can't keep up. I mean, Ron, I'd say 350 off the box a couple times.
Really, that's almost as what Sean Vajani was doing to Tyler.
This isn't just scratch golf. That's like dude's really good with his irons and can really putt. No, this is like, I mean, it's. If for one day can keep up with damn near anybody out there.
You think he could play on the senior tour? Like you stuck him on the senior tour.
To him, he said there's no way he could do it 4 days in a row. But for one day, absolutely, 100%, 100%. I mean it is nasty. It's one of them. I mean John Daly and a couple guys that I've played with before are the only guys that I've ever played with. That just like sheer just power when they hit the balls like blows my mind, and he's up there with anybody I've ever played with.
Big Bud Norris, there you go.
Big Bud.
Well, Bud, if you're still around, you can come out with us, as Clint said to the fellas in the crosstalk. Come out with us. We will be live Thursday, Twin Peaks, right here off Kirby, one of our favorite spots. The little March Madness. We're gonna party. We'll kick this thing off. In the Loop will be there.
Yep.
We will be there as well. If you missed it, Reggie said the Houston Cougs, they will be playing while we're there. So you all need to come on out. Listen, you've heard my stories. I have ditched school by giving myself a pink eye to get out. You can find a way to ditch work for this precious day. Thursday is a great day.
Still one of your most absurd stories. Forget about that.
Whatever.
Gave myself pink eye, got out of school.
I had to have a multiple day event. I know it had to be something that was like a headache I couldn't get out of.
And that was back nowadays with them kids, Ron, they always say your kid has to be no fever for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they always get 2 days. As soon as that old thermometer went down, they'd shove you back in school, didn't they?
Teresa sent me in there at 100. and don't tell them to call me. But you can get out there Thursday. Come hang out with us. We'll be at Twin Peaks. And I'll be honest with you. Of course, the damn committee. the NCAA committee as we're looking at the very final four bowl game.
Hold on, so.
And I saw it brewing. I was keeping a list there of teams that I felt like were locks to get into the tournament. And I knew Kansas was going to be a seventh seed. And then it started to come about, and I said, yep, this is going to be Arkansas. This is going to be Kansas, Arkansas.
How good is God,
and
man?
If anybody has been following me during this college basketball season, I've been closer to I can't wait for this game to be over than actually believing in these two. I cannot wait to see these guys take that uniform off, many of them, and roll on.
You've never been more thankful for the transfer portal.
It's your time of year, bro. You get hyped for this month.
But
well, he's still hyped, just not for
like
oh,
literally.
No, man. Listen to his tone.
I'm not kidding you. In my thought process, I was kind of both sides of the fence. Obviously, I'm a diehard fan, so I can't just not root for my team. But there was going to be a part of me going in, somebody in this so we could just flush these last two seasons down the toilet.
Is that my boy Ron?
But then they put Arkansas in front of me. And then
it can't be
you and Linda to end that. It can't be Arkansas. So hey, Rick Pitino can come out of his coffin and beat Kansas, that whatever, Omaha.
Hogs are winners.
But of all teams, there are two teams that could have shown up down there in which I would not have been halfway rooting for them to beat Kansas along with the other fan bases. That's Missouri, and then Arkansas.
Hey, I'm gonna get Mama can't. I don't even know if she's ready. I don't even know if she's realized it yet.
Jayhawks are going down.
She doesn't know how to operate to where she's that far in advance yet. We got to let her know.
But it's going. So I mean, I feel
what
like
time is that game?
It's right. I feel like we might as well stay and watch it. I mean,
hey, show.
Thursday night at 7?
Oh, I'll book it over there to watch that with y'all.
I might.
I just want to witness.
Honestly, that's how much I don't care about.
I hate that for you, man.
Because, you know, this is a game where the season can end. I can't generally watch this around people unless I'm there.
That's true.
And I have that lack of belief in this team. That I'll watch it at Twin Peaks in front of
Usually people. I play this music around this time of year and you literally visibly light up. In the last 2 days I hit it
Arkansas is the only Arkansas and Missouri is the only scenario in which I would not have been halfway rooting for just kill us.
I'm glad
just
we
shoot us.
I'm glad just we can get you back into pocket with your team, man. I'm glad my Hogs could do that. Now, how do you feel about the game?
I think Kansas has the ability to lose to anybody that is anywhere within striking distance of their talent. And they already played a exhibition game before the season.
Y'all didn't have y'all's guys though.
It didn't matter. They already played an exhibition game, and Arkansas, when they're playing well, they play hard, and they play a lot harder. Now sometimes they can struggle shoot, but they play harder.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
I don't know. It's.
Hey, show.
If it at all is tight and there's any level of toughness that needs to be shown, I would lean towards Arkansas. Because Kansas is
that's kind of what happened last time your Jayhawks bumped up against my Razorbacks in football. They just, you know, of late, it just happens.
And it is right, isn't it?
Tyler, who you taking?
Took a number one seed out from me.
Man, I hate to tell you, Dirty Red, but I got the Jayhawks on my bracket. I got the Jayhawks winning.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
You'll start out losing, huh?
If Kansas gets down,
Rod is so serious.
I'm serious. If Kansas gets down by more than six,
angry at this season.
Like at any point of the game, if it's 16-10, timeout, Arkansas, it's just. going up 16-10. It's over.
Jayhawks are going down.
It's over. But you can come watch it. Many of you, you enjoy to see me in misery. So come up to Twin Peaks. You may have the potential to see me in pure anger. Those bastards.
Hey, come on. It's going to be a good time, man. Win, lose, or draw. I'm going to be in a good mood either way it goes. The bar is pretty low for me right now. I don't even know. Did we get Boogie Flam back? If we got Boogie Flam back, y'all may be in trouble.
He's coming back. They don't know how much.
They just don't know when yet.
How much he's going to play. But, yeah, he's coming back. He kicked our ass in that exhibition game.
He's a different animal, man. They hadn't been the same team since they lost him.
Yeah. We'll see. But no, it'll be a fun time. Are we going to do this again this year?
What are we doing?
You remember last year, that day we did the parlay. Parlay, and then we gave it back to the listeners.
You know I'm Dan.
That was,
we can always do one on Thursday, a couple games in the loop, and a couple games that happened with ours, and...
Yeah, we could. Yeah,
I like it. Let's run it back.
What did we do? We did five games. We did four or five games.
I want to say it was a four-legger.
Four-legger. Let's do that. Try to get, because what we did last year, we did a four-legger and it came down to the wire on a couple of games. And I forgot who was it that had that massive comeback to get us.
I can't remember.
I feel like it was.
I do remember there being some big ass comeback. I have no idea who.
It was a team in red. It was like a mid-major team. I can't remember who it was. Like a UNLV or a San Diego State. Somebody like that came in. They were just getting their ass kicked in the last 7 minutes. They came in and covered that damn spread. But yeah, man, we won a little cash, and then we bought all the listeners' drinks.
Gave it back to the people, man.
I came up to Twin Peaks. We got to do it again. We'll do it again this year. I had to look at this puppy. These first round of matchups, see if we can put something together, see if we can get a dub. That was fun. All right, big day today as we continue. The drive is back, and we're having a good time. And I want to get your thoughts, Clint, because you were out yesterday, as no surprise, but the Texans took care of one of their best, and that is their only All-Pro this year, Derek Stingley Jr. He got paid. He now is the highest paid corner in the history of the sport. Get your thoughts on that. We'll discuss all of that coming up as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as The Drive is back at it. What were you saying during the break, Tyler, about Derek Stingley Jr.?
Yes, we just got word from the fine folks over at NRG Stadium with the Houston Texans that you, the beautiful people of Houston, you'll be able to hear from the fella himself, Derek Stingley Jr., tomorrow during In the Loop about 12:30 p.m. Central Time.
I like the way you said tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you'll be able to see that Joker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tomorrow. No, that'd be big. We kind of heard maybe there may be something there. You can hear that on In the Loop, as he said there. And you weren't here for that. Derek Stingley Jr., again, not surprised. And I said this yesterday. I like the way, especially in moments like this, the Texans are doing business comparative, let's say, like teams like the Cowboys, who, when they get a player that you know your ass is going to sign, like you know you're going to sign, and the Texans, they get out in front of it. I mean, quick. The minute they can sign him, they do it. Your thoughts on Derek Stingley Jr. being the highest paid corner in NFL history now?
Love it. No surprise whatsoever. Absolutely love it. Love the decision. Now I think it's, I don't know if it's changing with time or what, but I think it's a little bit, the monies are, it's the conversation around the dollars is a little bit blown out of proportion based on what I've heard. I know it's a $30 million a year deal, but if you tack it on to the 2 years that are remaining and what you get Derek Stingley's service at over the next 5 years is a hair above what J.C. Horn got in in Carolina. If you, it's not $5 million a year more. J.C. Horn signed a 4-year deal with 1 year left on his contract, and if you average it out, it's 20 some odd million. And then if you look at the way Derek Stingley's unfolds here, it's slightly more, or maybe $1.5 million more per year. It's not $5 million more per year. So a little bit, when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, what the hell is this? But then when you start doing the math and you start seeing kind of how these, I guess, the new age deals are coming so early, it really averages out. The player gets his guaranteed money, and overall the team spreads it over 5 years. It's a win-win. So I love it. I've always been a fan of Derek Stingley, the player. The injuries were a concern. He appears to have nipped that in the bud for the most part, which put him in a position for this. And then on the backside of that, I'm gonna tell you, like I was blown away with Derek Stingley when we had him in a post game press conference this year. We had him, me and Sean had him one on one in the immediately following the game, and Ron, it was immediately clear how cerebral of a player he is. Like, this is not just a guy that's playing the most physically demanding position, what I believe, in sports. You're chasing around 4-3 to 4-5, 4-6 guys, and you have no idea where they're going, and you're tasked to follow them. That's and backpedal half the time. Like, it is the most physically demanding position in all of sports, I believe. He's not only great at that, when he lines up inside, when he's talking about leverage, when he's talking about quarterback tendencies, when he's talking about wide receiver tendencies, it's clear this guy is not just next level physically, this guy's next level mentally as well. And other than the day that he cold cocked old Dalton Schultz in spring training, he is a level-headed dude that is even keel, that you can depend on, and has a knack for making big plays in the biggest moments of games. And so this is, if anybody's ever going to get a top of the market deal, to me, this one right here is as blatantly obvious as you're going to get.
Yeah, no, the only thing here of late was the injuries. I said yesterday, there was some early, this maybe you could really look at it now that we've seen him play more, mm-hmm. of like Lovey putting him in just situations that just didn't really show his skill set as much.
It's really about the 69.
But in the last year and a half, there is an argument and a discussion that he's been the best corner in the game. I know Surtain Jr. won the Defensive Player of the Year award at the same position, but I think there's an argument that Derek Stingley has been that. And now I think the best part about it is, you know, sometimes, and we did this last year and I thought it was fair, like, all right, hey, Nico, are we really sure that Nico is a guy that is a top 10 receiver? Are we really sure of that? Now, some of you will say, oh, your question, I think it was a fair thing.
Sure.
No wonder, after a year, like, will we really see that? And we got to see that. The great thing about this for Texans fans is this is a deal of, it's just if he stays healthy. Like, this isn't a situation of, hey, man, you know, are we sure we have the goods? Are we sure we have a great player? Or, boy, you need him to really take a huge step to really meet this. No, you know what you have. Like, you have a great player, and the only thing that prevents him right now to be a great player is his health. And as you said, that hasn't been a problem. He went this full year without having any issues, which was an issue before.
Yeah.
So I think that's a thing that, as you said, no brainer, makes it easy you know what you have.
Yeah, those are all reasons why it's a no brainer for us. But I do want to go back to what I said earlier about the cerebral aspect of this thing, the mental aspect of this thing, and just from the organization's perspective, right? You got to take a snapshot of the moment that we're talking about when he's asked against the Miami Dolphins to to shadow. Let's go back to when he was asked after Amari Cooper went for 200 plus right here at NRG Stadium 1 week, and then 2 weeks later you play him in the playoffs and he shadows him, and you keep him out of the box score, right? And then you look to Tyreek Hill this year against the Miami Dolphins, and the ability to shadow is one thing. The ability to shadow and say, "Hey, my man is as good as yours." Physically is one thing, but and I'm thinking from the coach's perspective and the organization's perspective now, when you now have a player that has the ability, the mental capacity to go over and know the quarterback's tendencies, Tua's not going to throw the ball deep over, you know, deep down the field to a slot receiver. When I'm looking at Tyreek Hill, his tendencies are based on tape and percentages that he's going to run an out route once he gets beyond, once if he outside releases and he gets to 16, 18 yards, he's going to run an out route. If he's not looking back for the ball, it's not a go route. He's going to run an out route, and then you jump it and pick it. Like, the ability to process all of that in that moment. I'm not saying there's not other guys in the league that can do it, but I will tell you there's not many that can, that have that level of that physical skill set along with that mental capability. I just, if you're the organization, it's one of them like, hey, man, the risk that is the injuries early on in the career, they're not even on our radar because of what this guy can do in these particular situations. So, yeah, Ron. I'm A-OK with it. Love it.
Oh yeah.
It's a sweet deal. It's a sweet. To be honest with you, it's a sweet deal for the Texans as well to be able to spread money over 5 years. Right. I mean that's the sweet part of this is he gets his guaranteed money, which is really all a player's looking for in that second contract is just a huge amount of guaranteed money. He gets that. He gets it early, right? He doesn't have to play the fourth and fifth year with no guarantee. He's playing a fourth and fifth year with a back-end guarantee that's through the roof, and then the team gets the luxury of spreading it out over those 5 years.
You think this is how the Texans are going to do business with their guys, or do you think this is just Nico and Stingley have just been certain cases? Like, do you expect as soon as Will is able to get rolling, he gets a deal? Yes. As soon as CJ is able to get a deal, he gets a deal. As soon as you know, Petrie is somebody that's another.
Yeah, one. No, I think Will does. I think Will does 100%. I think it depends on how CJ plays this year. And I don't know if Petrie's even on that level. But like you said, Petrie would be more of a guy that comes along. He has a really good year this year. Then he's on that Nico level of like, hey, you got one really, really bang up good year. Do you want to give him that extension?
Because they even did it with Titus, right?
Like, yeah,
they even,
yeah, they moved
they
early.
They which I get it. It's like, hey, man, because what they've done now is you don't have to worry about having to go over Sauce Gardner or having to go over Trent McDuffie or having to go over whoever, right? Those guys haven't been signed yet.
Right.
They go ahead and knock that thing out. I wonder, is that their plan of attack on how they do business, or is it just certain guys? So
it's definitely the polar opposite of what Jerry's doing in Dallas, which is a good thing.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
He said we gonna wait till Well, Hendrickson gets his deal first, though. He's gonna
let them all get a deal.
Mike said, "Hell, Micah said,
I mean, Micah Parsons,
sit back, chill, too."
Yeah, Micah ought to shut the hell up, right, and just sit there and say, "Hey, no, Jerry, take your time, Jerry."
Well, she won't next.
Take your time, Pods.
Micah probably lost his mind when he went out there and saw that. Oh, yeah, Jamar, get that thing, Chase. All right, coming up as we continue here, the Rockets, they pulled off an improbable win last night, but was that? Were you impressed by that, or how did you feel about the Rockets' win against those players in those 76ers jerseys? Quint Grimes, I gotta tell you, I don't know what the hell's gotten into you. We'll talk about the Rockets coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
One more. There's the miss. There's the putback. 131. Clock. Another look at it.
This is why these situations are special. That you couldn't get a better miss from Jabari Smith Jr. He is the player of the game so far. He has that come off nice and soft. He doesn't hit it too hard. It's soft, and Shingun catches it, keeps it high.
Hell, I know Tyler liked that highlight.
Tyler, man.
I don't know what it means not to hit it too hard. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
This makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if that came out like you wanted it to. I think you might have butchered that one.
This makes a lot of sense. Tyler made reference multiple times. I want to go ahead and I want to play this. You mind if I play this?
Set the tone for the segment. A little Rockets bumpy, talk, bumpy a big moment last night's
I'm
game.
I'm
going
to play this highlight. I'm like, oh, no, go ahead.
He over-communicated.
Moment in the 25-point comeback.
Hey, I'll be damned if this wasn't getting played on the drive today.
Damn, Tyler.
There ain't no way in hell that wasn't. Here, play it again, Tyler. Let's hear that.
I can?
Let me fully appreciate it,
because there wasn't no way this wasn't getting played today.
One more. Here's the man. Clock, another look at it.
This is why these situations are special. That you couldn't get a better miss from Jabari Smith Jr. He is the player of the game so far. He has that come off nice and soft. He doesn't hit it too hard.
Boner alert.
This is the same guy who had to apologize for Grady Dick comments. All right.
Boss. You got a point.
Right, isn't that him?
He's so I got in the face, Craig.
I'm not real sure that he didn't do this one on purpose.
See if he's okay.
That sounded pretty calculated. You had time to think about that. You knew exactly what the Rockets were trying to do.
I don't think in any way he did. I don't think in any way he did this on purpose. You can hear it. Like he is like that was too much of a moment where it was like, oh damn, that just happened. Like it just hit him. Like for him to come up with that came off soft, but he. He seems to go there, and Lord knows Tyler won't miss it. If you're wondering,
he doesn't hit it too hard.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It came off soft. But no, real talk, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. What was your thought about that game yesterday?
Which half?
Yesterday, we went in there and we looked at it and we said, damn, they're a 16.5 point favorite in this game. Then we ran down the list as we saw Paul George was announced out for the season right before the game started. Then you look down, they literally had every single person damn near of note sitting down. No Embiid, no Maxey, no Eric Gordon, no Paul George, no anybody.
Let's go, Rocket.
Literally anybody on their team except for Quentin Grimes, the Woodlands' own. Quentin Grimes, who went for 46 last night. I don't know if the hell's gotten into him. But they were down 25. I remember Brandon and Tyler text, the team who has a 16.5 point favorite in this game is down 16 already in the first quarter. They're down by 25, and they are in need of Quentin Grimes losing his mind with just an awful turnover. Awful turnover. He had a timeout. He could have dribbled. He could have done whatever he wanted to. Instead, he tried to fit a bullet pass for some reason. And then Jalen Green picks it off. And then they foul Jabari Parker. And then they have to have Steven Adams and Sengun come in and shove two gentlemen who are 6'7", trying to box them out under the rim. And they tie this thing up. And then, of course, they take care of business in overtime. What's your thoughts about that game last night for the Rockets? They do win their seventh in a row against another bad team. But what's your thoughts about that?
Well, I got several. First of all, I don't know how they could have avoided getting in the hole that they were in. I mean, all the no names for Philadelphia, they made 15 threes in the first half. And it wasn't just Steph Curry getting hot. It was three or four different guys so it's like, you want to say, well, why didn't you D him up? Well, hell, it was three or four different guys sitting out there. I guess you probably could, but like, that was just an unbelievable streak of shooting from the Philadelphia 76ers watching that. So getting in the hole didn't really shock me given how Philadelphia played. Now, the fact that the Rockets were able to dig out of that hole in the second half, I mean, the fact they were able to go on a 35-11 run to end the third quarter and tie that thing up before the fourth happened, before the fourth even got there, that's the wild part for me. I mean, like sitting there at halftime, I'm going, there's no way they continue. All of these guys continue to knock down threes at the rate they're knocking down threes. But damn, that's a big. It was down 21 at half, right? So I thought it was just kind of one of those nights that they dug the hole. But it was one to talk about, given how they climbed out of the hole. And I'm gonna tell you, man, for me, the story about last night is Jabari Smith. I mean, down the stretch. Like the different, even, and I know he made a three and Sengun came in and played good. And you mentioned Green, Steele. Green played well down the stretch. But Jabari, it seemed like he was involved with damn near every single critical play down the stretch on both ends of the floor, whether he was knocking down a three or he was getting a rebound or he was peeling off his man on defense and getting a block there late. I mean, it was just, like Jabari Smith, it was his night, man. That was fun to watch from his perspective.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You just can't be down 25 to that Sixers lineup. That was just like, what the hell's going on? Like that Rockets, I know they shot the ball well. That Rockets defense and Amen Thompson, their best all-around defender, wasn't there. But damn, you just can't get down 25 to Quentin Grimes. And just, good God.
I think their immaturity showed up in a big way throughout that game.
I want to say your immaturity, like to this person who just texted in, they fouled Van Fleet on that three before his BS flagrant two. First off, nothing that you're saying is accurate. Okay, that was a flop among flops from Fred. And I love Fred. That was a flop among flops. Fred tried to stick both his legs out and make himself, like, you ain't going to make a jump shot when you're trying to make yourself fall to the ground midair in the shot to sell a call. And then he went back,
yes,
like, and just took the guy out on the, yeah, that's gonna get you run.
I'm sorry.
If you want to call him soft, like, there are two things. What him and Rudy Gobert did last night are going to get you ejected. Mm-hmm. All right, both of those, that wasn't a BS flagrant two. That's a flagrant two. All right. And when you say immaturity, I want to say immaturity, but damn it, Fred, you can't be the one to go down there and do that.
Well, Tari Eason, too, in that game last night.
Well, yeah, Tari got himself. Yeah. He went ahead and did his thing. But Fred, you know, I mean, you can't just go decapitate a guy.
Come on, Fred.
There. And I know some people are going to say, oh, they did that in the night. No, they didn't. His ass would have got run in 96 too.
Fred lost his head.
Fred lost it, and that's why Fred went ahead and walked that thing right on back. Right, there went a lot of argument there. But
damn it, Fred.
Listen, I will say this. You can tell that they work on that a lot. So I will give them that. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a team that is right now the two seed in the West. That just can't happen to the 76ers, especially moving forward. But at the end of the game, you could clearly see one team was ready and prepared at the end of the game over the other. Now, some of that might have been, you know, the Rockets had guys who actually have played a lot at the end of the game. But you could tell that miss and then those two get down there they've worked on that before. And they did that flawlessly. Well,
the defense in the second half, at least the midway through the third quarter and the fourth quarter and overtime, was absolutely tremendous. I mean, even with not, you know, I thought the adjustments at halftime, or again, I don't know if it was halftime or not, but maybe it was at least in the third quarter, the adjustment to overextend and not give them easy threes was obvious. So whatever, whether that's the team just adjusting and giving more effort and playing defense, or if that's M.A. Udoka pushing the guys out and telling them to extend, I don't know, but it was significantly better in the second half. Look, I agree with your overall point. If you can't get outplayed by that team in a half of basketball, I just believe it's magnified because of the way they shot threes. They had dudes, I mean, I didn't even look at it at the end of the first half, but how many did anybody on the court not have a three? Anybody that started the game not have at least one, if not two threes? I mean, it was
Sixers, you're saying?
Yeah, it was wild how they. I mean, it just every time I looked up there's a different guy throwing up a three. And so anyway, I think they would have been down either way it goes, but the 21 point difference came because of a team got hot, and it wasn't just one guy; it was five guys. And so I don't know. To me, again, down the stretch, I mean, to be able to do that is wild. To be able to play that level of defense. Now, it ain't going to help you in a seven-game stretch because you'll run out of gas after two games.
Yeah.
You can't depend on that all the time, but it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing of like, hey, man, we're going to come out here. We're playing against this team that ain't got nobody out here. I mean, they were playing G League guys right there. But, like, Kick Rocks, I mean, you know, I love you. It's the NBA. You're not going to blow every bad team. I'm not asking you. I'm asking you not to get down by 20 damn five.
By the way,
in the first quarter.
To the 76ers, to Quentin Grimes. And, I mean, there are guys that I swear before God, there are guys on that Sixers team that was playing last night. The last time I saw them was in college basketball. And I'm not saying those guys are rookies. Like some of those guys, the last time I saw that one kid was when he was playing at Baylor and winning the national championship during COVID. I'm not the other guy who had 21 last night from his name.
One of the kids hit two threes, a big, tall, light-skinned kid. Hell, he was an undrafted free agent.
I'm just like I understand you're not going to blow out everybody. And you can't get down by 25 to those 76ers.
With right? Ricky Council like,
come on,
LaFleur.
Come on now. You can't get down with Jalen Green and Shingun and Smith and everybody on the floor, but 25 to them. Yes. Now, that is a fair thing.
Jared Butler balling.
All right. I'm going to say this. That's who it was. Jared Butler. Jared Butler from Baylor. I had not seen him since Baylor. All right. Coming up, I'm going to make mention of this every single day that we are on the air until until it changes, because this is how people get fired. We'll discuss that coming up next.
He doesn't hit it too hard.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.